It's 11 trivia questions from the hit game show Cash Cab, hosted by Ben Bailey. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. It comes out every single day, so hit subscribe on your device so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, head over to iTunes and leave us a nice review. We have 116 right now. I'd love to be up to 120 by this weekend. If you've listened a while, it'll just take you a second. Head on over and throw some stars up on an iTunes review. That'll help get more people into finding the show. We made it to number 20 on the games and hobbies chart. That's the highest I've gotten so far since I've been talking about it, since I found out about it last week. So that's kind of cool. Number 20. And it seems like we fluctuate between 27 and 20. So if you know people that like this show, tell them about it. Share a link. That would be super cool of you. Today's episode is all about questions you might hear on the show Cash Cab. I was clicking around Hulu last night when I went to sleep, and I thought, oh, they have Cash Cab on here. I should watch an episode. I have not seen an episode since the show was on like 10 years ago or whenever it first came out. So threw it on, watched a whole episode, and it was fun. It's a little overproduced, in my opinion, where you're like, these people, it's almost like they're not even in a cab anymore because there's so much crazy stuff going on. Like he's like, hey, let's check the live stream. And then there's like a fake live stream of fake people writing in. And you can very much tell that that's not like a real live stream. So it's interesting, but if you like trivia and if you like the concept of that show, which I do, I love the idea of like trivia anywhere, like, oh, you're on a park bench and somebody runs up to you and offers you money if you answer a question. I think that's fun. And Billy on the Street, even though that's not like a real game show, I always admired that show. I thought it was pretty cool for a web series. And I was looking at other game shows. There's another new show with Dax Shepard on Hulu, and I think it's a Fox show, and it is called Spin the Wheel. And I'll read you this quick little article I found about it. I have not watched it yet. I'll probably watch it tonight or tomorrow. It says Dax Shepard from Bless This Mess, which is a great show. If you haven't seen that show, very funny, with Lake Bell. It says he hosts this Spin the Wheel, an all-new game show in which players rely on a mix of knowledge, strategy, and luck to win up to $23 million. It's like the biggest and brightest game in the casino, and it's simple enough that the whole family can play along, says Andrew Glassman, who serves as EP alongside Justin Timberlake. In round one, contestants spin a massive wheel, no surprise, and answer pop culture trivia questions as it turns. If they are correct, they win the amount of money the wheel stops on. If their answer is wrong, they don't. In round two, friends and family get involved prior to the question being asked and can choose to double down on money if they think the contestant will get it right. The stakes are even higher in round three as more cash can be added to the wheel's wedges by the contestant. But for each wrong answer, Shepard adds a back to zero wedge, increasing the chances of walking away empty handed. The wheel itself is 40 feet tall. To compare, the Price is Right's big wheel is 9 feet, 8 inches, and Wheel of Fortune's is 16 and a half feet in diameter. So this is huge. It's a very big wheel, and the pictures say so as well, if you look up pictures of the show. The last quote of this article says, you would have to defy some serious odds to collect all $23 million, Glassman admits, but every spin is a genuine shot at millions. We saw totals that are the biggest numbers I've ever seen on a scoreboard. And it says, Spin the Wheel series premieres Thursday, June 20th. So that was just last week, exactly a week ago. And from when I'm recording this, and it's on at 8 Central on Fox if you want to watch it. So if you like trivia, if you like new game shows, check this one out. I think Dax Shepard's great. He should be a really good host. And they got him in a suit, and he looks like a young, you know, like a Pat Sajak type with this this suit on. So I hope this show lasts a while, and I'll check it out on Hulu sometime very soon. Okay, guys, today's questions are from the show Cash Cab, and it's just a little 11-question quiz I found on a website promoting the newest season of it from 2018, so we'll see how you do on these questions. There are multiple choices on them, but I don't think I'm going to read the multiple choices to make it a little bit more challenging. We'll see how you do. We're going to jump into those 11 questions right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with 11 questions from Cash Cab. Here's number one. Besides Barbara Bush, who is the only other woman to have been both the wife and the mother of a U.S. president? Not at the same time, obviously. Number one, they should say that. Besides Barbara Bush, who is the only other woman to have been both the wife and the mother of a U.S. president? Number one. Question number two, according to its co-founder and CEO, Reed Hastings, what dot-com giant was inspired by a $40 late fee for the movie Apollo 13? According to its co-founder and CEO, Reed Hastings, what dot-com giant was inspired by a $40 late fee for the movie Apollo 13? Question number three, home to over 300 million tiny sacs called alveoli, what human organ has the surface area of about half a tennis court? Number three, home to over 300 million tiny sacs called alveoli, what human organ has the surface area of about half a tennis court? Number three. Question number four, the year 1986 is remembered for Ferris Bueller, big shoulder pads, and what astronomical event? Number four, the year 1986, year after I was born, is remembered for Ferris Bueller, big shoulder pads, and what astronomical event? Question number five, when young, some koala bears have the smell of cough drops due to their diet of what leafy tree? When young, some koala bears have the smell of cough drops due to their diet of what leafy tree? Question number six, halfway through this quiz, in the musical Hamilton, what famous frenemy identifies himself as the damn fool that shot him? Number six, in the musical Hamilton, what famous frenemy identifies himself as the damn fool that shot him? Number six. Question number seven, famously favored by Hannibal Lecter, what variety of beans were used to cast votes in ancient Rome? Number seven, famously favored by Hannibal Lecter, what variety of beans were used to cast votes in ancient Rome? Question number eight, though she gets a bad rap in a famous rhyme, who was acquitted in 1893 of murdering her dad and stepmom? Number eight, though she gets a bad rap in a famous rhyme, who was acquitted in 1893 of murdering her mom and stepdad? Question number nine. In 2000, what shiny props from The Wizard of Oz were auctioned for $666,000, or roughly $290 per sequin? Number nine, what prop are we talking about? Number nine. Question number 10, ending Harper Lee's status as a one-hit wonder, what To Kill a Mockingbird sequel was published in 2015? Number 10, ending Harper Lee's status as a one-hit wonder, what To Kill a Mockingbird sequel was published in 2015? And the final question, number 11, what is the most frequently fractured bone in the human arm? Number 11, what is the most frequently fractured bone in the human arm? All right, those questions seemed to get a little bit harder as they went on, but we'll see how many you got correct in just a second. We are back with this 11-question cash cab quiz. This show airs Fridays at 7 p.m. if you have Discovery Channel, it looks like. I have not had cable in a while, so I have no idea what channel it was actually on, but it's on Hulu as well. Number one, besides Barbara Bush, who is the only other woman to have been both the wife and mother of a U.S. president? Your answer was Abigail Adams. Abigail Adams. Number two, according to its co-founder and CEO, Reed Hastings, what dot-com giant was inspired by a $40 late fee for the movie Apollo 13? That would be Netflix. Netflix, number two. I still remember how ridiculous it was in 2005 when I worked, 2003 and four, actually, when I worked at Best Buy in Crestwood, Illinois. And they'd be like, hey, you got to try and plus sell Netflix. And I'm like, what's that? They're like, you get movies in the mail. Nobody likes it. Nobody buys it, but you got to try and sell it anyway. And I was like, okay, I guess. So Netflix was started on this idea of a late fee for Apollo 13. It's crazy what it is now. Number three, over to home to over. I screwed that up three times that I've read it. 300 million tiny sacs called alveoli. What human organ has the surface area of about half a tennis court? That would be the lungs. The lungs. Number three. Number three. Question number four. I don't get, by the way, let's talk about that. What does that mean when something in your body that's small is also the size of a tennis court? Like if they spread out every part of it, is that what that means? I don't understand when they go like, yeah, your intestine could wrap around the earth twice or whatever. I'm sure that's not the comparison. But when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, I think somebody just made that up. Number four, the year 1986 is remembered for Ferris Bueller. Big shoulder pads and what astronomical event? That would be Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet, number four. Number five, when young, some koala bears have the smell of cough drops due to their diet of what leafy tree? That would be eucalyptus. They love that eucalyptus leaf. Number six, in the musical Hamilton, what famous frenemy identifies himself as the damn fool that shot him? That would be Aaron Burr. Bill Burr's great-great-grandfather. Maybe. Number six. Number seven, famously favored by Hannibal Lecter, what variety of beans were used to cast votes in ancient Rome? Fava beans. F-A-V-A. Fava beans. Number eight, though she gets a bad rap in a famous rhyme, who was acquitted in 1893 of murdering her dad and stepmom? That would be Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden. Number nine, in 2000, what shiny props from The Wizard of Oz were auctioned for $666,000, or roughly $290 per sequin? That would be Dorothy's ruby slippers, which I think were stolen at one point from the Smithsonian. Number 10, ending Harper Lee's status as a one-hit wonder, what was the sequel to Kill a Mockingbird in 2015? It was called Go Set a Watchman. Go Set a Watchman. Number 10, that's a tough question. Number 10. And number 11, what is the most frequently fractured bone in the human arm? The choices they gave you on this one that I did not give you were ulna, radius, and humerus. I would have guessed humerus, but it is the radius that is the most frequently fractured bone in the human arm, the radius. So those are your questions that were from Cash Cab. And again, you can watch Cash Cab on Hulu if you have a Hulu subscription. There's a lot of game shows on Hulu now. Jeopardy, Cash Cab, this big spin wheel game that I talked about in the intro. So go nuts. If you like this show, I'm sure you like game shows. Go see what you can find. Guys, you can also find a bunch of cool rewards over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. That is the easiest, best way to support the show. If you want to throw a few bucks like our 34 subscribers do over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, you'll get some amazing rewards. And I'm getting ready to send out the last batch of regular rewards that we've been doing for the last 6 months in June. You'll get those in early July. And then if you go check out the Patreon page in about a week into July, I'll have it all redone for you with some new images, some new videos, some new reward tiers, and all kinds of cool stuff to get for being a supporter of the show. Even a dollar helps. So if you're like, hey, I have a dollar to spare a month for that show, I could spend 12 bucks a year on trivia and the Trivia with Buds podcast. That would be so, so appreciated. And shout out to my friend Mike, who came up to me at one of my live events just the other day in at Turnbull's Tavern in Whittier, California. Mike Edwards said, hey, I'll support this show. I listen to this show. And he came to play trivia. He learned about the show from playing trivia there, and then he subscribed to the podcast, and then he subscribed to the Patreon page, and then he plays trivia. So he's done full circle with what I'm looking for people to do, and I would greatly appreciate if you play live trivia with me to check out the podcast, which you maybe are doing right now, and tell a friend about it. That would be very cool of you. It's time for the Trivia with Buds question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Design of San Dimas, California. If you need anything printed, go check them out, fmdesignsinc.com. They are linked in every show note description, and they are my very proud sponsors of the show. They sponsor my live events as well, too. So if you play live trivia with me, you'll see some slides and some offers with what they do. But they are basically a printer in San Dimas. So if you need t-shirts or hats or jackets printed on or embroidered, you can check them out, fmdesignsinc.com. Today's question of the day is about a taxi-related thing for Cash Cab, and my question is, what video game console was the first to get the arcade port of Crazy Taxi back in the year 2000? So that's your question. If you know the answer to that, tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to win a prize. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.